Abductions. A Mombasa-based human rights group now want the National Intelligence Service, NIS, to provide information on enforced disappearances and extrajudicial killings during the reigns of Uhuru Kenyatta and William Ruto. Muslim for Human Rights, Mahari, wrote a letter to the agency requesting information within 14 days. The information, according to Mahari Director Khelif Khalifa, will be used in assisting victims to assess justice in competent tribunals or courts. Mahari Director Khelif Khalifa says they want to know who organized criminal gangs to perpetrate the widespread abductions, enforced disappearances and extrajudicial killings. From whom do the gangs of perpetrators of the abductions, enforced disappearances and extrajudicial killings take orders? Are the organized gangs state or non-state actors? Asked Khalifa. They also want to know the financiers and owners of the motley of vehicles used, if they are owned by the government of Kenya or privately owned. Where are the secret detention places where abductees are held? Are these gazette places of custody? Who provides and runs the secret facilities and from what budget? Who gives the orders whether the abductees are to be released or eliminated? He questioned. Mahari also want the National Security Council to declare its position on the cases and what hinders it from stopping the crimes that violate the Constitution. We are asking for accountability and responsibility, stated the executive director. Mahari Executive Director Waleed Kassim urged the government to arrest the perpetrators of the acts, not to let them flourish and go scot-free without any arrests and prosecutions for their crimes. He appeals to NIS to elucidate how the armed abduction gangs, operating in daylight fully armed with handcuffs, manage to evade detection by law enforcement agencies. How do these groups circumvent detection and engagement by law enforcement agencies, including the police and NIS? Asked Kassim.